Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Pappa. Sunday, the Giants return from their bye. They take on the Oakland Raiders. Joined by the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. How are you, buddy? Did you enjoy your bye weekend?
I did.
You and I saw each other at the Fordham football game.
We can't stay away from a football game or each other. And it appears you did a little wardrobe shopping. You're looking sharp.
Yeah, the Fordham Rams undefeated.
Fantastic. It was a lot of fun.
It was. Fuchs joins us this week. Okay, what
is that? Oh, Jiminy.
You know,
I rarely
go against what Coach Coughlin says, but I do want to remember this week against the Eagles and the Raiders and that seven touchdowns, not one, not two. I'm going to bring awareness to the Raiders secondary.
Is that what that is?
Silver and black, buddy.
Who is your speaking of wardrobes? Who's your consultant? That looks like something that was stolen out of Flavor Flav's closet.
It looks like a gun.
Tom Coughlin's
good
friend.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Seven touchdowns.
Nick Foles.
That's right.
Paul Schwartz, can you beat that of the New York Post?
You know, I'm sick. I had my number three medallion, and I forgot to bring it. Win number three. Yeah. You know, I'm not convinced with this whole we're on a roll or anything like that.
Well, the Raiders will convince you.
Wake me up when they get to four wins and go play the Cowboys. But for now, all I can do is win one game, win number three.
So. One or three? Is it a one or a three we need?
No.
Win
we can only
game,
win one.
Which is the,
two
win,
plus
win three.
One right. would equal...
Three.
Plus,
which is the medallion that I had, and I didn't want to clash with Fuchs.
That's okay. Plus, the Giants are hoping that they don't need to be woken up before they play the Cowboys because the Raiders are brutal. And you know what? They better not look past them this week.
They're not brutal.
They were brutal last week.
They had a bad week.
That bump in no coverage defense that they play
is a mess. You are the classic knee jerk. I didn't say jerk. I said knee jerk.
I'll say it.
Considering
jerk.
You look at one week and say, that week is going to go into this week.
It is completely different.
I'm looking at a decade
the Cincinnati
of football
Bengals
for the
scored 49 points on the Jets, and they could barely move a yard last week. The Raiders' defense has been good.
Really?
This season. Oh. Yes. Try to run on the Raiders. Did you look at the Raiders' run defense?
I'm not talking about the run defense. I'm talking about those long strikes that Eli likes to throw to his wide receivers. Those guys are awful. And that's where I'm going with. I expect the Giants to not kick field goals for once, Bobby, and score not one.
Because he is the field goal kicker.
Not two. No, because I've heard Bobby say it. He gets frustrated on the air where he goes, got to settle for a field goal, Carl. Not one, not two, not three. I want to see Eli Manning put seven up on the board this week.
You want Eli Manning to throw seven touchdowns?
I want touchdowns. I want seven.
That's much better. I like that.
Speaking of run defense.
Way to bring it back home.
Speaking of run defense, starting with Jamaal Charles of Kansas City, through LeSean McCoy, through Matt Forte, through Adrian Peterson, and back to LeSean McCoy, arguably the best running backs in the National Football League, 85 carries for 340-something yards combined. That's 3 yards a carry. What has changed about this run defense?
You know, this is, you know, like Jerry Reese said last week, anything you want to say wrong about us, you're right. Well, one thing that Jerry Reese did right and should be acknowledged for is the defensive tackle. It is a very deep area. They brought Sean Rogers back. They signed Jonathan Hankins. They brought in Patterson. They brought in Cullen Jenkins. They still have Linville Joseph. It worked. These guys are bigger and stronger in the middle. Justin Tuck is playing tremendous run defense. It worked. This is a strong point of the team.
And what has changed is easy. They're getting to the quarterback a little bit more. And they're getting turnovers. Your role gets that interception.
Yeah, but even before that, they were doing a good job.
No, I understand the run defense. What I'm saying is, when you're so bad on one end, you know, your run defense, it doesn't look as good. But now, they're not getting beat, you know, in the air. They're not getting beat like they were in the air.
Listen, the defensive front was a focus, as you pointed out.
The middle.
And
the
middle of the defensive front. And then add the acquisition of John Beeson behind that front.
No doubt.
Now you really have something.
And Thomas is playing better. Terrell Thomas.
Here's the thing. When Jerry Reese put this defensive line together, can we go back to this? Do you want me to do it now?
No.
When Jerry Reese put this defensive line together, he knew they were going to be strong up front, but they needed someone, if they cleared up the area in the front, who can clear up the damage. And now they finally have a linebacker who can run and get the ball.
Took a while.
John Beeson. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, some of your questions via Twitter and more of the conversation as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
We are back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. All right, questions via Twitter, at Giants.
He's waiting. He's been waiting 2 weeks for this.
At Stelly46, with the Giants having six running backs, Paul, including one fullback, how are they going to use all of them?
That's a great question.
Well, David Wilson is not going to be available, obviously. I think Michael Cox is the odd man out here. You know, he hasn't been getting as many carries.
Although he is the change of pace guy, and the other guys are similar.
I don't know how much of a – when he comes in, the pace changes. He gains less yards than the other guys.
He can cut back.
I think – look, Brandon Jacobs is coming back from a hamstring. Andre Brown is going to play in his first game off a broken leg.
Right.
So you have Peyton Hillis, who is the healthy guy. I would think it's going to be Peyton Hillis 1, then Brandon Jacobs 2, and Andre Brown 3. And then they can kind of reassess and see who's doing the best.
And one thing it should do is continue to play Peyton Hillis because he's bringing a physicality. It's like another offensive lineman back there. Not only when he's running the ball like, you know, Larry Zonka, but the way he picks up the blitz, Bobby. I mean, linebackers now who are running in to kill Eli got to think twice now after Hillis takes them out. And it gives Eli another second or two to throw the ball down the field. It's definitely added to
his passing. And he's the best guy in the team with those catching the ball out of the backfield.
Yes.
He's really good at it.
But here's the other thing that you can use Cox for is he was one of the better gunners during preseason. You haven't been able to use him at that because you're using him at running back because you were down backs. Now maybe you improve your special teams.
Yeah, and maybe he can, you know, do something on kickoff returns if they ever get a kickoff return. Right, he can specialize, which is what they wanted to do with this kid anyway.
And maybe Brown returns to a glimpse of what he was last year and can help them score some touchdowns.
This is what we call in football a good problem. We've got, you know, there have been games this year where we're wondering if we got two healthy running backs.
Or if you have guys who should be playing in the NFL.
The four or five guys that we have, as Paul pointed out, there are varying degrees of healthiness there. So it's all going to work out.
All right, at Scotty Knows, do you think JPP is going to have a big second half of the season?
According to JPP, right? He's practicing the
best. That's all right. He's an authority on the subject.
He feels the best he has felt all year. And
You know, JPP has kind of hinted about this in other weeks, but he was more strong this week as far as saying, the Raiders better bring their A game because I'm feeling 90%. I had a great practice. You know, talk is cheap. Let's see what he does. But
well, it is.
Talk is cheap. Play the game, JPP. But if he's feeling better about himself, maybe it will be productive on the field. They need him. You know, they need him to be a beast.
Especially against this quarterback because he has the ability to run, break down the pocket, and hurt you with his legs.
All right, last one. At BlueCat1380, has DeMontre Moore done enough to be unleashed in the second half of the season?
No. The defensive line?
No.
He's gone through periods where he hasn't been healthy enough to even get on the field. Right?
He's shown some glimpses.
He's going to listen.
It's the classic frustrating rookie season. And sometimes you look at these good players and you look, why didn't they play as a rookie? It's just that rookie thing.
He's not contributing. He is playing on special teams.
But I will add
He'll earn his role.
Exactly. You know, in 07, you saw the rookies at the end of the year.
That's exactly
really
right. We got a second
half
of a season to play.
So I'm not saying no. I'm saying
up
no.
To this point.
Steve Smith, that in 2007,
Bradshaw
was a nobody. He was a disappointing draft pick. And then look what he did down the stretch.
So this,
yes, you're
and
right.
Even Bradshaw. Right. I mean, Bradshaw's breakout game was in week 15 in Buffalo.
Did you say I was right, Paul?
We're out of time. Wow. Well, we're going to come back. More of the conversation as we get you set for the Giants and Raiders here on Giants Online and Giants.com.
MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Listen, if you come into the game, Giants are holding their annual food drive. Make sure you bring a can non-perishable food item, all part of the Food Bank of New Jersey. So that's always a good thing, especially in weather getting a little colder. Thanksgiving's coming up, so make sure you bring food for the food drive.
38,000 pounds of food we collected last year in the aftermath of Sandy. So
if you can, bring something. If you got a little extra leftover from your tailgate, a can of something that you haven't opened, bring it in, Stop and Shop truck, you're good. All right, this Giant team under Tom Coughlin, they've won a bunch in a row coming off the bye now. He seems to have that right formula, five, right, as Mr. Hanlon points out. What is it about Coughlin with this post-bye, pre-bye stuff where he's had all the success?
Do you know what they say? What they say about good coaches? You give them more time to prepare, the better they are. I think Tom is very smart about saving his players' bodies.
Experience.
You know, that whole, you know, he's going to run him into the ground. That was a fallacy from the start.
Myth.
And he gave him 6 days off. These guys are able to go home, relax. So I think that's a smart thing. You know, every team self-scouts. I think maybe the Giants do it a little better. It's interesting. We asked Jim Cordell the other day, you know, you're coming back, you're the starting center. What do you think about that? And he said, well, I'm only the starting center for one game. I have to prove it. And he said, well, in the self-scout, what do you see? And
he said,
basically,
you want to see?
Take a look at what the coaches gave me. They said I have to bend my knees more. So, you know, they've given him real information that he can use.
I think it's the benefit of an experienced staff, a guy who's obviously an experienced coach, who knows what it takes going into a bye week and coming out of a bye week.
Plus, you have to look at who they played. I think this, you know, the schedule coming out of the bye was probably a little...
Not more, every week.
No, but I mean, I think by and large, it's more advantageous, and that helps too.
All right, so let me ask you this. What are some of the areas that they really need to improve on, in your guys' opinions, in order to make a serious run here?
I think the ball more effectively.
The offense has to get going. I mean, it really has to get going. The defense has tightened things up. I mean, some could be because of the opponent, but they have tightened things up. But you're going to have to score in this league, and they have to show me that they have the ability to drive the football 80 yards and score touchdowns.
Well, the offensive line is a big thing. I think also the receivers, you know, other than in Victor Cruz, the receivers have to pick it up now. You know, Hakeem Nicks has been okay.
Tight end.
Hakeem Nicks and Reuben Randall have been okay. They've made some plays. They've left a lot of plays on the field. You know, Eli Manning's 15 interceptions. A lot of them have those guys' fingerprints on them as well. So I think those guys now have to – it's going to get colder. The weather might not be – they have to concentrate more, pick it up, get more big plays.
Run the ball more effectively. The last two games, I think we've had over 30 rushing attempts in each of the last two games, which we won.
Right.
The yardage hasn't been what you want it to be. That's where we've got to be better.
Prediction for this week?
I'm going sevens. It's a lot of touchdowns this week. 27-10, Giants, seven.
That's a bad seven,
That's not even seven touchdowns total, so I don't know what you're talking about with the seven.
He had 27. Don't
confuse him.
Got the seven in.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Seven.
I guarantee you the Giants will not score seven touchdowns in this game. That's a guarantee. I think the Giants win. I think this is a wrong time, wrong place for the Raiders. I just think Giants will win by a couple of touchdowns.
All right. It's the beginning of a three-game homestand for the New York Giants. It starts with the Oakland Raiders. Once again, if you're coming to the game on Sunday, make sure that you bring non-perishable items for the Giants food drive. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching us. What?
Enjoy your football, everybody.
Thanks for watching us here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.